Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Maz.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, then. Welcome to the program. Felger Maserati coming to you on Thursday, May 28th. Thanks for the extended wipe-down session there. Felger here from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester in the A-hole chair. Maz on remote. Big Jim Murray alongside. Hi, fellas.
Hello. Good, you?
Peachy, thank you so much. So we have been hearing the updates all day. You just heard Hardy talk about it, the latest in Major League Baseball and their negotiations, such as they are, to come back and resume play. Before I get into some of the details and a question I have for the audience, Maz, what's your takeaway on the latest?
Well, so I did not hear Hardy's latest update, so you're going to have to tell me quickly.
It's the same
as
all day.
Okay, so all day being what was there last night?
Oh, jeez. Hold on.
Correct, Maz, yes.
Okay, so look, I think that, to me, the players at this stage, if they want to play more games, I'm going to start a process here. I'm surprised they're engaging in the back and forth with owners at all, frankly. If I were the players at this stage, I'd say get serious or don't get serious at all, because I think the last offer was made really to bait them more than anything else. But, you know, to me, it does indicate that the players are willing to engage in the process, that they want to at least try to get to some sort of resolution. But if you're asking me at this stage, and am I any more optimistic than I was yesterday that they can figure this thing out? My answer is no. And I won't believe it until there is what I would call substantial movement on either side, including the owners now, because I think that that latest offer, frankly, was insulting.
Okay, so the MLBPA expects to counter the economic proposal from the owners by the end of this week with a plan that includes more than 100 games and a guarantee of the full prorated salaries for the 2020 season. So the owners offered 82 games and massive salary reductions. The players are going to respond by saying over 100 games and our full prorated salaries, which, you know, we originally agreed to months ago. Okay, so that's the latest. The disagreement over the economics, I'm reading from ESPN.com, has ratcheted up in recent days after the league's first proposal Tuesday rankled players. On multiple phone calls Wednesday, players essentially pledged to ignore the league's proposal and instead offer one of their own, according to sources familiar with the calls. So you said you're encouraged that they're engaging. It sounds like they're not engaging. They're just sort of, they're not even, you know, responding to what the owners put in front of them. They're just saying, this is what we'll do. So I don't know if you consider this engagement or not.
They're basically going to make an offer, right? I was concerned they weren't going to make one at all. I mean, they're talking about playing more games than what was originally on the table. So to me, I view that as a counter.
Well, here's what Max Scherzer says. After discussing the latest developments with the rest of the players, there's no need to engage with MLB in any further compensation reductions. So he says flat out, we're not going to engage. But what he's saying there, we're not going to engage in any more reductions.
On the money.
Yes, what was Scherzer's comment. He says, we have previously negotiated a pay cut in the version of prorated salaries, and there's no justification to accept a second pay cut based on the current information the union has received. I'm glad to hear other players voicing the same viewpoint and believe MLB's economic strategy would completely change if all documentation were to become public information. Now, that last piece is about the owners opening up their books, which I actually agree with them. But I don't know, Maz. I guess I feel differently than you. I feel like the players are on the whole other side of the universe after reading this today.
Well, again, I feel like they're calling the bluff on the part of the owners. I mean, what they've said is, we're not going to give you any more money, but we'll give you more games. That's what they're saying. So now I'm eager to see what the owners do. Like, I feel like this is the first time there's been a little bit of, no, we won't do that, but we will do this, whether you consider it a formal counter or not. I feel like there's at least a message coming out of the other side other than, F you, we're not doing anything.
I just disagree with you. I feel like that was an F you. I don't know when
I mean, I'm not telling you I'm any more optimistic. I'm just telling you that they came back and said, we'll play more games. So they at least said something. In the past, I don't think they've said anything at all. And I'm not telling you I think that's good news. I'm just telling you what I think it is.
Runner, and you haven't been running for 2 months.
Can we turn that off?
Sorry about that. I was trying to listen to the shower sound. I didn't know that was up.
It's okay. So, Maz, playing more games, I don't think the owners want more games.
Agreed.
I just disagree with you. I don't think the players moved. I don't think they offered anything. I think they put their, you know, line in the sand on the other side of the universe. After discussing the latest developments with the rest of the players, there's no need to engage with MLB in any further compensation reductions. I mean, I just think that's along the lines of Blake Snell saying, nope, I need mine. I'm not playing for any less. It's along the lines of Scott Boras saying, nope, we're not going to renegotiate any further. It's along the lines of Tony Clark saying, they want a salary cap. We're not giving them a salary cap. It's along the lines of David Price saying, you want me to speed up? Hell no, I'm going to take my time. It's along the lines of Blackman there with the Colorado Rockies saying, hell yes, I'm going to spit. I think it's like all in the same tone, which has just grown and made me hate the players more, whether they're right or they're wrong. Or, you know, which I sort of put to the side. And I know that's hard to accept, but it's the tone of the players. It's the tone of the players and their stance that gets me to stand against them. And when I hear Scherzer say there's no need to engage with MLB in any further compensation reductions, what he's basically saying is, we're not going to negotiate. I'm not going to speed up and throw the ball. I'm not going to stop spitting, but it's all the same thing. It's this obstinance. It's this obstructionism. It's this tone. It's this tone, Maz, that I get from the players that makes me want the owners to beat them over the brains, you know, in this negotiation and overall. And that's the way I read it. So, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's reason to be optimistic there, like you seem to be saying. I don't see it.
I'm not telling you I'm optimistic. I just told you. I said what I think is happening is the players are coming back saying we'll give you more games, but that's it. But I didn't tell you that I think they're going to strike a deal. I never said the word optimistic. I never said that for a second.
Right. But
let me ask you this. What did you think of the offer that the owners made to the players?
It wasn't in good faith. It was meant to split the union, not really get a deal.
Okay, so again, like I look at that and say, well, they made an offer. Are they trying, or are they just dinking around too?
Yeah, they both are.
Yeah, and I'm not disagreeing with you on the overall assessment of the players. I think baseball players have long ago reached the point where they're obstinate, they're dug in, they're unwilling to compromise, they're unwilling to do anything for the fans, let alone the owners, which is really what the pace of play is about. So I just think that in this instance, if the owners made me that offer too, I would look at it and go, well, you know, we'll play more games, but if this is what you're talking about, we're not going to talk about the money.
Okay. So the playing more games is not a give, though. And I don't want to talk in circles. That's not offering the owners anything, because playing more games benefits the players because their pay is based on the number of games that are played.
Correct.
So that's not giving the owners anything. That's actually taking something away from the owners. That's not a give. That's not a coming to the middle. That's just the opposite. The players want more games because they have a prorated salary. And so to me, the players are doing the players thing. The problem with the players is that there's guys who are talking and I have to listen to them. You know, I mean, it's true. I don't hear owners saying anything that makes my blood boil, where every other day I'm hearing something from a player that makes my blood boil. You know, Blackman, again, on the no spitting thing, he tells Sports Illustrated, Charlie Blackman there of the Colorado Rockies, when he's asked about not being able to spit. I guess he hadn't heard about it, because his quote to Sports Illustrated was, wait, I'm 100% going to spit. Like, so his first thing is, wait, like, that's the first time he'd heard of it. So he's told you can't spit, and he goes, wait, I'm 100% going to spit. That's ingrained in my playing the game. Whether or not I'm dipping or chewing gum, I'm still going to spit. I have to occupy my mind. It's like putting things on autopilot. You see it like with Hunter Pence, where he would constantly be adjusting his uniform. I don't have this idle time where my consciousness wanders. If I fill my time with thought processes that are like a cruise control. What? So, like, you know, I don't want Charlie Blackman to win. And I don't want Blake Snell to win, and I don't want Max Scherzer to win. And I know the owners suck and are odious too, but the more I hear from the players, the more I want the owners again to beat the bag out of them in this whole thing. But it really leads to a bigger question, which is what I want to ask you, and I want to ask the audience. Do you even want baseball to return? Do you even want it to come back?
No.
Do you even, I mean, and that's different than asking, do you care if it comes back? Because I know some people say, well, I don't care.
Right, yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm a little biased. You could ask me that question 24/7, 365, and that's my answer. But with the way that this has played out, I'm a harder no.
Do you even want baseball back? That's the question.
Here's my answer. I think the game needs a crisis. And I've said this for some time, that if I were the owners, and given the way this thing has gone, and I do start with the pace of play too, Mike, I go back to that one because I think that's a massive one. Because to me, that relates to the quality of the product. And the quality of the product in Major League Baseball blows. It sucks. Okay, I want to throw all hyperbole aside and just tell you that the quality of the product in Major League Baseball stinks. The game is more boring than it has ever been before. There's less action than there has ever been before. There's less creativity than there's ever been before. And when I say that, I'm talking about all the game is now is go up, launch angle, swing for extra bases. There are no players in motion. There's no hit and run. There's less athleticism. Everybody moves slower. I think the quality of the product smells. I cannot emphasize that enough. I really can't. And to me, in order for that to get fixed, there's got to be some sort of major crisis that results in everybody losing something. And so if you're asking me, do I want the game to come back in its current form? My answer is no, I don't.
Okay, so I want to ask the audience that. We're going to get a Twitter poll going. Do you want baseball back? Do you want baseball back? Or would you rather there be what Maz is saying, a crisis, a nuclear implosion that forces the game to reset, hopefully improve itself, and come back as a different evolved product? If the cost of getting baseball to improve and return to the game that we grew up with is losing a season, is that what you want to happen? Do you even want it to come back? 617-779-0985.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. Bend the wrench. Bend the towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random tube I found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Mazz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5 to Sports Hub.
No, I'm not splitting no revenue. I want all mine. Bro, y'all got to understand, too, because y'all going to be like, bro, Blake, play for the love of the game, man. What's wrong with you, bro? Money should not be a thing. Bro, I'm risking my life. What do you mean it should not be a thing? It 100% should be a thing. If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid. I should not be getting half of what I'm getting paid because the season's cut in half on top of a 33% cut of the half that's already there. So I'm really getting like 25%. On top of that, it's getting taxed. So imagine how much I'm actually making to play. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't making And on top of that, so all that money's gone. And now I play risking my life. And if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that? Oh, yeah, that's in my body forever. That damage is not going to be like the damage that was done to my body. That's going to be there forever. So now I got to play with that on top of that. So y'all got to understand, man, for me to take a pay cut is not happening because the risk is through the roof. It's a shorter season, less pay. Like, bro, I gotta get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine.
So that was when, like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah. Somewhere in there.
Blake Snell, the pitcher there in Tampa, and I think I said it at the time. What made that such a story to me is that it wasn't how outrageous that was and just how tone-deaf and atrocious that sounded. To me, the story was that that's exactly how the players feel. And that, you know, he's not an outlier opinion. That's how they feel. And I think everything we've heard since only confirms it. And so, I'm sorry, I do put Max Scherzer on that. I put Charlie Blackman on that. I ain't
all of them.
I'm 100% spitting. I'm 100% spitting, which is the same as saying David Price saying, I don't care. I'm going to take my time. It's the exact same thing. I don't care. I'm getting my money. It's the same answer. It's the same answer. And that's what it's the tone of the players. You know, I think the owners are not well-intentioned. There's some really odious characters there. But at least I don't have to hear them. And I don't have to hear them say these things, especially during this time. And so I asked a question. Do you even want baseball to return? I do. I'll answer it myself. I do. You know, again, I think the game has major problems, and I'm with you, Maz. It needs a major reset, and maybe it takes something like this to reset it. So, but I'm also just a chronic sports dork that just needs a game on the TV in the corner of the room at all times, and that's what baseball gives me. And you know, you're going to be more selfish. My team is contending for one of the few times in my life. The Brewers are good. I want to see them, you know, have a chance to go for a champ, blah, blah, blah. So I do want them to come back. But boy, do they need an attitude adjustment. Desperately need an attitude adjustment.
Huge. Again, and to me, like I sort of boil it down to this part of it because I really do mean it. As a fan, what do they give you? What do they give you? The game takes too long to play. There's less action in it than ever before. They start talking about contracts and money during the middle of a pandemic, which is further insulting because there are now 40 million Americans who are out of work, not to mention those who have reduced hours, furlough, et cetera, laid off. You know the drill. Okay, all of it. There's all of that going on. And then they talk about pace of play, and the players spit in the fans' faces as if to say, no, 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 we're doing it the way we've always done it. The head of the union has the audacity to say the game's always been played without a clock, even though as recently as 30 years ago, they played the game in an hour less. An hour less. Like, it's just, the point is this, and I really mean this, as a fan of the sport, and I am, you know that. I spent my whole life covering it, for crying out loud, or my adult life covering the sport. So what do they give you back? And right now, my answer is zero. Jack, as a fan or follower of the game, they don't give you Richard.
Okay.
They give you nothing.
So we can discuss all the details. You know, who's right, who's wrong. The owner's proposal, the player's proposal, Max Scherzer's comments today. And I'm happy to engage it, and we will engage it. But just step back from all of it. And let me ask you, honestly, do you even want it back? Do you even want it back? So can we do a Twitter poll? And
it's up there already.
Oh, it is. Okay, how'd you phrase the question?
So I kept it simple. Simply, dot, 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 do you want Major League Baseball to come back and play in 2020?
When did you post it?
Just in the commercial break, so 2:19 p.m. So that was 8 minutes ago, and already we have 1,300 votes.
50- so hold on. Okay, I'm sorry, how many votes?
1,300.
Okay, Murray, are you listening to this, or are you doing something else over there?
No, I'm listening.
Okay, so we have 1,300 in. We know that the Felger and Maz exit polling turns out to be a highly accurate barometer of you know, the final results. So we asked the people, do you even want baseball back? What do you think it stands at?
I think it should be at least 60% no.
So you're saying 60-40 no.
Yeah.
Okay, Maz, what are the results?
53.5% no.
That is staggering.
Yeses, it is stunning.
Yeses are too high.
Well, I mean, but over half say don't come back.
Right, and Murray, put it in context. In the middle of a pandemic in which there is nothing going on.
In which
zero.
We are so horny for sports that when the wind blows, we go to the TV to watch, i.e., the, you know, ex-quarterbacks slapping the ball around a course. We're gripped to the TV for 4 or 5 hours because we're so freaking hard up for sports. Over half the people are saying to baseball, don't even come back. Which is, that's, you know what, Maz, that's one of the biggest frustrations I have with the players, too. And the owners, but again, I don't have to hear them. But the players put a face to it, and that is, you guys still think you're the cat's ass.
Correct.
Like, they don't get that people don't care about them anymore.
They think it's 1987.
Right.
They really do.
Right? Like, that to me is frustrating. Like, guys, wake up. Max Scherzer, I hate to break it to you. Outside of D.C. and, I guess, Detroit, no one knows who you are. And no one cares. He's been in Detroit and D.C. Has he played anywhere else?
Arizona.
Okay, so outside of the places you played, outside of Detroit, Arizona, and D.C. and a few smattering places that, you know, paid a little bit of attention to baseball, for the most part, you know, generically speaking, no one knows who you are. No one cares who you are. No one knows or cares. And he's still carrying around out there like he's Nolan Ryan, and it's the national pastime, and he's one of the most important athletes on the planet. If he never pitched another ball, no one would bat an eyelash.
To me, it's the real core of the problem. Again, the players don't want to give anything back. They don't want to give anything to the fans who think they suck.
And they don't get it. They don't, like, so that's frustrating to me, too. You are carrying on, like... You know, Mike Trout says he may not come into the bubble. He's got a kid on the way, blah, blah, blah. If Mike Trout never showed up, it wouldn't leave a scratch. And he's the best player in the game. look, if in basketball the two or three best players in the game didn't play, it would leave a real mark. In football,
Kevin Durant,
okay, leaves a real mark and makes a real difference and is a real story and a real impact. And in football, those quarterbacks go down. It's a real deal. And I'd even say that in hockey, too. The big star players, when Sidney Crosby's out there, it makes a difference. In baseball, these guys could not play, and it wouldn't make a one lick of difference to most people, to the vast majority of people, and they don't get it. They don't get it. And
I'm chuckling because people might have heard Murray. In the last few minutes, it's gone up to 57.6%.
I love you people.
and that frustrates me. So it's like maybe they need this for that attitude adjustment.
They do. I think they do. I think this has been an ongoing problem now for some time, and I think the game needs a crisis.
I mean, and I'll tell you, especially now, if we're going to get Stanley Cup playoffs and NBA playoffs in July, August, into September, do you even need baseball?
Nope.
Do you even need it? I mean, I like it. I still like it. Not like I used to. I do spend a lot of time criticizing it because the game has a lot of problems. But at my core, I'm a sports dork, and I want games on, you know, at all times. And so, I mean, I still want it. But I don't need it. I don't need it. I need hockey. I do. I'd be a sad little puppy if hockey went away. I need it. I like the NBA now. Like, I'd be a sad little puppy if I didn't have the NBA. Never mind football, which we all agree. If baseball didn't come back, I want it to come back. But if it didn't, would it really make a difference?
You'd manage.
So that's it. That's the question. I promise. To your phones on that. Do you even want baseball back? To you right after Murray's update.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot. Hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Mazz.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment.
I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Mazz.
You don't remember who we are or what we said last week.
Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, we'll start with baseball. They're negotiations, but a big picture question. Step back. Do you even want baseball to come back? Jeff in the car, lead us off. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey, to answer your question, do I need it? No. Do I care? No. Do I want it back? No. It's the star power isn't there. Like you said, Mike Trout, if he never played another game, I would have no idea. And I've been a Red Sox fan and a baseball fan my entire life. You know, these guys, they're whining about their money. It's not exciting. It takes 4.5 hours. For all those reasons, no, I don't want it back. And with these other sports going to get going and have it into the late summer, potentially if they can come back. If I never go to a Red Sox game again, I don't care.
Let me stop you. The thing about if there are hockey and basketball playoff games in July and August, I mean, you really don't need it.
No, that's right.
It's even more irrelevant.
That's the beauty of baseball is that fills that gap and there's always something there. But if there's something else there, and the most frustrating thing to me is that more and more people feel this way, yet it doesn't leave a mark on the game. It doesn't leave a mark on the finances. The finances are great. They make a ton of money because of these regional sports networks and the need for content and the need for live action. And so these regional sports networks, you know, give them a tremendous amount of money. And so the league makes a tremendous amount of money. The players make a tremendous amount of money. And so it doesn't impact them. And so it still leads them to believe that they're the national pastime and a driver. And they're not. They're just not. And that frustrates me that they don't get it.
Well, and this is the problem, is that there's really no financial damage that comes as a result of it. So they can continue to do what they do without any real penalty, which is why I think they need a crisis. They need a cold, hard slap in the face to realize that their game has major problems.
Jake in the car. Go ahead, Jake.
Hi. First of all, I say no. I don't care if they come back. But, Maz, I got a bone to pick with you. I hear you all the time. Ranting against the players on the pace of the game, and you give all the reasons why. But the main reason why the game is so slow is because the goddamn owners hired all these analytic nerds and changed the game.
True.
And you blame the players. Blame the owners for once in a while. I don't hear you talking about them at all. It's like 90-10 against the players. They don't speak well, but some of their points are valid.
Jake, it's a good point.
The owners get a free pass here.
No, on the pace of play, you make a good point.
And I got one more thing to say, and I'll let you go. In a perverse way, say this virus caused your station to have a lot more listeners because people are at home. So therefore, the company's making a ton more money because they can charge more advertisement. Are they going to come down and give you a raise? No, you've got a contract. Live by it, they're going to tell you.
Okay.
So, I mean, it goes two ways. Everything goes two ways. All I hear is the players.
No, I understand. I understand, Jake. And I told you, I'm no huge fan of the owners. I've picked a side.
Yeah, because I said I feel this way. They both can rot in hell. To the owners, if you actually do want your sport back, you don't want to make this worse, then open up your books. But they won't. So to them, screw them. For the players, they do themselves no service by talking. Like, you know, so that's why I ultimately hate them more. But I hate them both. And you're taking less because you're going to work less. And if you don't like it, again, screw.
But
most of them aren't equipped to speak, right? So this is the problem, is most of them really, they just know what their union tells them or one of their teammates tell them. The large majority of them, I think, are really uninformed, and they're manipulated by their agents and union heads and all that sort of stuff.
Well,
I'm not saying they don't deserve the criticism, because they do. But to the caller's point, I'm not pro-ownership. I'm not. It might sound like I am because I think the players with the pace of play stuff are colossal pains in the asses. But this last offer on the part of the owners was a disgrace. I mean, that was not done with the idea of brokering a deal. It was not.
Okay, but he's right about pace of play, and that is, it is analytics driven to a degree. You know, they both benefit from it. They found that, they being the nerds, found that the longer you hold the ball as a pitcher, the more velocity you get on your next pitch. And every little half second matters. And so the whole game has become velocity, exit velocity, launch angle, three true outcomes, home runs, strikeouts, walks, okay? But velocity has become hugely important.
Power.
And so pitchers know the longer they hold the ball, the more velocity they get on their next pitch. And so so they hold it. So it's really both. The nerd tells them, it's all about the three true outcomes, and it's about swings and misses, and it's about strikeouts. And so the nerd tells the pitcher that, and the pitcher says, okay, that's how I'm going to make my money. I'm going to hold the ball. So it's both. You're absolutely right. At least I don't have to hear an owner say this. You know, I've just gotten through watching a 4.5-hour effing baseball game, okay? And I didn't watch it, but I hate watched a little bit of it, walked away from it, fuming that I got to spend 4.5 hours to wait for David Price to throw the effing baseball. And then after the game, David Price is asked about speeding up the game and do you want a pitch clock? And David Price says this.
I don't care. I'm taking my time.
Okay? I don't have to listen to an owner or a nerd say that to me. So maybe they're smart like that. The players have gotten so obstinate and so obstructionist that they have no problem just striking that tone. So pace of play is a massive issue in the game. And again, David Price, when he's asked about it, says,
I don't care. I'm taking my time.
Okay, if that doesn't make your blood boil, I don't know what will. And thankfully, I don't have to listen to a nerd say that. Maybe they both feel the same way and they're both partly to blame. But I don't have that nerd sound. We don't have any sound of any nerd in the front office. Some kid with close-cropped hair from Yale telling me, we don't care, we're going to have our pitchers hold the ball. They don't say that. The players do. And so, yes, they bear the brunt of it, Maz.
Yeah, look, again, I just think the players come off as uncooperative and stubborn and arrogant and selfish. And, you know, they all fall under the umbrella of the same thing, which, again, is selfish. It's all about them, 100% about them. And I just find that to be a major turnoff because, to me, ultimately, it's about the quality of the product. That's how I look at it. And I don't the caller's right that, you know, the owners are the ones that hired all these nerds and everything else. And, Mike, I would just also submit one other thing with regard to the pace of play. In some ways, the hitters started it. And when I say that, my recollection always was that the best pitchers worked fast. They got into a rhythm and they put the hitter on the defensive. So the hitter would be in the box, the ball would come back to the pitcher, and all of a sudden here comes the next pitch, and what did he throw me? Was it a fastball? Was it a changeup? Was it down and away? Was it up and in? And now the hitter's sort of defensive. So what did he do? He started stepping out. And the Yankees started slowing down Pedro. And then all of a sudden this led to a whole different thing where the pitcher said, oh, you want to slow me down? Well, I'm going to slow you down. And now, so here you go. Now it takes 3.5 hours to play a regular season game between Tampa and Kansas City that nobody gives a rat's ass about.
Do you even want baseball to return, people? We asked you on Twitter, what's it up to, Maz?
So let me punch it up. You're giving me 1 second here. Hold on. I will tell you that results are now up to 3,500 votes. 58.5% say no.
I love it.
They do not want baseball to come back in 2020. 58.5% say no.
We're creeping to 60%, 60-40 saying don't even come back.
That's where I thought it should be.
I mean, to me, that is a staggering number. We continue the conversation right after this.
Boston's home for sports. Fill your mess. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. Bend the wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Granite City Electric Supply is proud to be celebrating 100 years of service in New England. With over 30 branches serving electrical contractors and their exclusive GCE Nitrane overnight delivery, they've built their business on enduring relationships and delivering your supplies. More importantly, Granite City Electric customers always have access to over $50 million of local inventory at the click of a mouse at GraniteCityElectric.com. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Wilder Mass on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
No, I'm not splitting no revenue. I want all mine. Yeah, man, I gotta get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine.
Blake Snell. No, I'm not playing unless I get mine. David Price, we need you to speed up. I don't care. I'm taking my time. Charlie Blackman, there's a pandemic going around where the virus is spread through aerosol, spit, and saliva and things of this nature. So we'd like you to not spit. Wait, what? He says, I'm 100% gonna spit. That's ingrained in my playing the game. Whether or not I'm dipping or chewing gum, I'm still gonna spit. It's all the same answer. It's all the same answer. It's all the same tone. And I think baseball, until they get it back from the players, is going to just be on this downward spiral. So I want the game to come back. I would vote yes, I want it back. But it needs a major attitude adjustment. And maybe it needs this for this attitude adjustment. Maybe it needs it. Maybe it needs to blow up before it can reset and improve. The thing about spitting. Now, I think it's an unreasonable ask on the part of the owners. But I also get why they did it, because they've got to pass this through the CDC guidelines and all the doctors and the scientists, and the players are demanding max safety, right? So the players say, on one hand, you've got to make this as safe as possible. So the owners say, Maz, well, okay, you want it as safe as possible. The doctors say, if you're spitting all over the place, that's a danger. That's not safe. So we have to ask you not to spit. To which the players say, oh, I'm going to spit, man. I'm spitting 100%. I'm spitting. Like, so what are we doing? So just die. Like, all of you just die. And I don't mean like die, but just your sport. Die. Go away.
Kill it.
Goodbye. Like, because, I mean, that circle right there, that little circle that I described is enough to make you want to throw yourself off a tall building and just end it. Right? We demand it. You've got to make it safe. Okay, we'll make it safe. You can't spit on each other because that's unsafe. No, I'm spitting, man. That's the way I play the game. Well, you just said make it safe. So what is it? So you know what? Just all you go away. all you go away because, frankly, no one really cares about you anyway.
I mean, Mike, it's like the Astros thing, right? The Astros get busted for cheating. The players are in an uproar. They should give back the World Series trophy, say right. The Dodgers. And then meanwhile, now his name is Fires. With the Oakland A's is the guy who came out and ratted out the Astros after leaving the team. And then the players criticize him too. So which one is it? Do you want the Astros penalized? And you want
to? Oh, no. Here's a better one. That Tony Clark comes out, the players union head, and says, this is an outrage. Something has to be done about it. And Major League Baseball says, okay, can we punish the players? And Tony Clark says, no, you can't punish the players.
Exactly.
So what? So just all you go away then. All you go away because, frankly, I don't know if you realize it, no one really cares about you anymore.
I mean, really, again, I just feel like it's gotten to the point where they don't give you anything. They're not willing to give anything. The players don't give anything back to the fans. Not really. The game doesn't give anything back to the fans. So I don't want to leave the owners out of it. The product does not give anything back to the fans. You have to give more than they do to the sport, and that's a problem.
Matt and Braintree, do you even want baseball back?
Not really. I want them to all die, too. My thing with this is I'm at a cookout over the weekend with three 17 to 19-year-olds. And I show them a picture of Mike Trout, Troy Tulowitzki, and Bryce Harper. I said, which one's Mike Trout? They couldn't even tell me. They don't care. They're in a football and basketball. The other point I had was, up until like this year, I think, they didn't even have an MLB video game for Xbox. So in the future, they're not making any money with this new generation coming up. They're just completely arcade sport. No one cares. Thank you.
Okay. The video game I can't help you with.
Yeah, it's not true either. There are MLB products out there.
There has to be.
It's called – there are different names for it, but that's not it. It's not solely about the video game thing. It's about the overall attitude of the game. It's about the overall attitude of the game, and let's not leave the owners out because they bought into all – and again, I go back to a previous caller. They bought into the analytics because it was a way to win on cheap dollars, which is really what every ownership is about ever. How can I minimize my costs and succeed? That's really what it is, and analytics are the door to that, and if it destroys the product, they don't care.
Tony in the car, what do you think?
Hey, how you doing? I think your perspective is different than everybody else out here. You know, we're at the edge of who knows what, right? We've been going through this for 3 months. We're trying to manage our families. Our kids are out of school. Our jobs are in the balance. The economy's tanking. And it's not just baseball. It's going to be all the sports. We have to grow up in a hurry here in this country right now. In society, and we have to stop acting like little children whose most important thing is the football team or the hockey team, and it's they're disappearing off of our radar right now because there's so many other way more important things. And I know you guys have a vested interest in this, but a lot of us out here, our interest is waning.
So I don't understand. Do you want baseball back or not?
No, I don't want anything back right now. Okay. Way too many things. Way too many things on the table that we got to worry about. And I'm not speaking for myself. I'm speaking for a lot of people that I know.
Okay, I understand you, Tony. I would say if we put a poll question, do you want sports back or not, it would be 90-10, I want sports back. So I don't know if you want to play that game too.
Yeah, post that one up, Maz.
Maybe that's for a different day.
But yeah, I mean, we've done something akin to that, and I think that most people do. They want the leagues back. There was some stuff out earlier, if you remember, that I want to say it was approaching 80% of people sports to make an effort to come back.
Okay, now that's different than will you go to the stadium. Those numbers are, you know, not high. People are not comfortable going to – just like they're not comfortable going to malls or restaurants or, you know, sports is going to fall victim to that. I don't know – you know, the appetite of people to go back into crowded spaces of any kind. But in terms of baseball, and excuse me, in terms of sports back on TV or sports back being up, Maz is right. The polling is out there. It's 80-90% want sports back.
Yeah, it's high. So again, this speaks specifically to baseball. So again, do the math. That you have a poll like that, which says, let's just call it 80% to make it easy, that 80% of people want sports to come back and play. Yet we have one here today that tells you now 59% of people don't want baseball back. And I think the sport has turned off sports fans, not just a casual fan. And look, I understand the caller's point. We have bigger things to worry about. But at the same time, this is why people want sports back as a distraction, to take our mind off some of that stuff. It's not that we think the games are more important than the other stuff. It's that it serves as a distraction. And 60% of the people out there are saying, I'd rather focus on the bad stuff than deal with baseball right now.
Maz, so how many responses do you have?
Over 4,300 at the moment, and is now 59% to 41.
Okay. Let me ask you, is this your Twitter account or our, the Felger and Maz Twitter account? Or what? How many people are we reaching?
It's here? Maz's Twitter account, and I retweeted Maz.
Okay, can we do it on our show Twitter account?
Yep, we retweeted on the show account.
So, look, I'm sure a lot of your followers, our followers, are, you know, troll a-holes who would, you know, love to vote, you know, I don't want it back just to, because it's a, you know, that's more in keeping with our sort of...
spite voting.
Yeah, spite voting, you know, like, it's sort of the way our it's similar with our attitudes, but... Maz, how many followers do you have on Twitter?
About 100, just under 140,000.
Hey, so you got a lot of followers, dude. And there's a lot of seam heads on there. There's a lot of real baseball fans on there.
Yeah,
you are a baseball guy. High number in the BBWAA. So you, what I'm driving at is that the people we're polling are not just, you know, the anti-baseball troll crowd. We're polling baseball people.
Correct. And yeah, again, look at, you know, I mean, we know how Twitter works, right? Most people follow people in specific sports that they have an interest in. So I would venture to guess a large majority of my followers, as you said, are baseball fans and hardcore ones. Most of the stuff I end up tweeting is probably about baseball in some way, shape, or form. And these people are saying no.
So, I mean, and we'll pick this up on the other side. But just think about it. If football didn't come back, that would leave a real hole.
Huge.
That would leave a real hole, and that goes without saying. And I, you know, for me, the there are baseball fans who don't care if it comes back or don't want it to come back. I don't know a single hockey fan, and maybe they're out there, that would say, no, I don't want hockey to come back. Like, as a hockey fan, I'm desperate for it to come back. I would be a sad little pup, as I said before, if hockey didn't come back. And that would leave a real gap, a real hole. And I know there's basketball people who feel the same way about their sport. Again, football goes without saying, that's all of us. But the hockey people would be pissed if they didn't come back. And the basketball people would be upset, and they'd leave a gap and a hole if basketball didn't come back. If baseball doesn't come back, who's really going to notice and who's really going to care? Especially if there's Stanley Cup hockey and basketball playoff games in July and August this year into September. I mean, so just think... Am I off base on that? We'll pick it up on the other side after Murray's 90-second update, no commercials.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. Then the wrench. Then the towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Waiting for your electrical supplies during the day or sitting in traffic is for the birds. Use the GCE Night Train from Granite City Electric and get access to over $50 million in local inventory with a free guaranteed overnight delivery of your electrical supplies anywhere in New England. So avoid wasting time waiting in line and sitting in traffic. Order by 5 p.m. and you'll have your materials the next morning by 6 a.m. guaranteed. Visit GCENightTrain.com to get on board the GCE Night Train today. Granite City Electric, proud partner of the Boston Bruins Radio Network.
The Sports Hub on-demand content is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tip off every Celtics game all season long with a great-tasting ice-cold Miller Lite, the original light beer. Miller Lite, official partner of the 17-time world champion Boston Celtics. When it's game time, it's Miller time, Celtics fans.